Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast.
Today on Enthusiastically Spiritual, we're going to talk about being a participant in your own spiritual life. And this has a lot to do with working with your spiritual helpers or your guides.
Well, this sounds fun.
It's going to be fun. So today, what's on my mind is one of the things that's occurred to me over the last week, and you might say I'm relearning or, you know, becoming more and more aware of, is that when I work with my spiritual helpers or my guides, I need to be clear about what my decision is, you know, what my direction is. Then they can move in and back me, and they can help me, you know, check out if that decision's in my best interest. Is it the right timing? Is it realistic? Those are some of the questions I can check. But no one can do it for me, and my guidance are not there to live my life for me. They're here to assist me on my journey. In fact, one of my key mentors used to say, you know, I don't want my guidance to, you know, do anything for me. I just want them to point the direction. How does that resonate with you, Teresa?
Well, that resonates with me big time, because most of my life, I had no idea I had guidance, or no idea I had spiritual helpers or angels or whatever you want to call them, listeners. But I always had a direction, and now that I know what I know, which we sometimes say, right? You don't know until you know what you know. Now that I know and understand that, I recognize, oh yeah, well, that I've obviously had this presence around me that's guided me. Of course, I have to make decisions, but even when I made really crap decisions, there was guidance around it. So I've always had this through my whole entire life. So that really resonates true with me. Or I should say, it rings true. Ding, ding, ding.
Sounds great. So a lot of folks I meet, you know, they first get involved with checking with their guidance, or, you know, in that profile that we talk about, gifts and guidance, we show people how they can communicate with their guidance. And there's some links to that in the show notes. One of the things that starts to occur is often they'll get answers that are really clear at first, and then over time, they seem to lose that connection, and the answers aren't that clear. And one of the areas you can sort of take a look at for yourself, and I've had to regroup for myself at different times, is, you know, am I asking my guidance to make a decision for me? You know, am I, in a sense, in a limbo situation where I'm just waiting for some big aha moment or something? So you could say, in that situation, you know, there's a little fear there that's holding me back from just moving forward. And that's because there's a lot of pressure in our society to do the right thing and to do it the first time and get it correct. Well, spiritually, that's not how things really work. Spiritually, we're all just practicing. And we're always going to have opportunity to practice whatever we think we've mastered or what we're mastering at a higher level. So one of the keys to regaining that clarity of, you know, inspiration from guidance for me has been to get into action, you know, make a decision, even if it's not totally clear to me what I need to be doing. Once I start moving into action, I find that the other answers I'm looking for start to come through. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, I have. And that's, I like where you're going with this, because the fact that you know, there's a lot of passivity in spirituality. And as far as meditating, doing even my yoga nidra, like, you know, just not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
But I do have to be in action because to accomplish things, to be a part of my existence and the existence of being here on the planet. So it's just like some people say, you know, the monks that are up in the mountains meditating their whole life away. It's like, well, okay, maybe that's what they came here to do this lifetime, but to be in action really is where, for myself, the fulfillment comes.
Well said. And what occurs to me is, you know, just for me to remember that there's no mistakes, there's only stepping stones. And, you know, with experience over time, I seem to get better and better at working with my guidance as if I practice. And I often counsel folks when I first meet them, you know, don't be afraid to get some wrong answers. I mean, explore how you communicate and explore in certain areas of your life, you may have expectations or you may have a religious concept around, you know, that positive Holy Spirit that's here to guide us. Well, you begin to let go of those as you have experience. You know, you can't outthink every situation. You just have to live it. In fact, recently, you know, I was on a retreat where we really, you know, decided to regroup. What is this whole idea of spiritual lessons? You know, what's going on there? And essentially, you know, we have opportunities, we have experiences, and let's say my job's, you know, an experience that I have. Well, what's the opportunity there? You know, it might be to be more organized or communicate more clearly or all kinds of, you know, learning opportunities. And when I really tune into what the lesson is, that's when it all, you know, starts to take on more meaning. And that's really where my guidance can help me, you know, help me more. How do I stay in my thrust? My spiritual thrust is to be happy and free. Well, I haven't always felt happy and free, you know, when pressure moves in on me. But when I work with my guidance and look for solutions, bother to ask, then the solutions come to me. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you?
Yeah. And I guess what kind of is coming to me as you're talking about it is that this is really about making all this unseen parts of us practical and understanding that, you know, we do all have a team that we have, you know, we call them spiritual helpers or spiritual teams, but, you know, like they're part of us. So they're, you know, obviously the unseen parts of us, but a part of us that we can access, you know, 24/7, anytime we need to gain some support or even if we don't ask for it, right? It's there. I mean, like I said, yeah. The times I had no clue that I had any kind of help from the other side, it was always, there was always help there. And so what I like about where, you know, what you're talking about, Tom, is how it's about making it practical. Like, you know, I can meditate, I can yoga nidra, I can go to a conference, I can gather all kinds of insights in my mind, you know, and in my intellect, and even in my body. So this is back to the mind, body, spirit, you know, part mm-hmm. of us. And in my body, I can work out, I can, you know, really exercise and be healthy and eat well. But that spiritual part of us, a lot of people just don't really understand it or even relate to it, but it's just part of the mind, body, spirit parts of us. So, and understanding that as a team, I've got a team that loves back and supports me and respects me, but I need to be in action and I need to move forward what I'm here to do in order to really fully access the teamwork that I have put together for myself.
Yeah, you might say that when, you know, I'm in action and I'm moving forward one way or another, the solutions come to me. You know, I'll see, oh, that's what's going on here. So sometimes, you know, the questions that I'm asking my guidance or things I'm trying to clarify or check out, you know, I'm even asking because I have a false idea of what I'm checking out. You know, it's not even, and in fact, one of the things I love to share with people is that, you know, once I get the information, once I find out the facts or I gain that understanding or I have that picture or I have a real honest feeling about something or that inner knowing, once I get that, I go, aha, I don't even need to ask about this one. You know, this is obvious. I don't want to be involved with this, or I do want to be involved with this. And, you know, but that's the main thing. You know, they're there to back us in our growth. As you were sharing, you know, I could, just could really feel in my feelings, I could really feel that idea of, you know, I'm here to be involved, and that's where the action is. That's where the fulfillment is. That's where the outflow is. That's where the enthusiasm starts to flow again when I'm involved in my life. So like I had shared in other times, you know, our spiritual helpers, our guides, they respect us too much to do it for us because they know what we're capable of. And when you have doubts, that's a good time to just recheck. And like I say, sometimes, you know, it's not the best timing for you to do something, or you might not have all the facts, but that's where guidance can help you and clarify that, help you work more with your sensitivity. You know, and if you ever get a hunch about something, you know, oh, I got a hunch. I wonder if that was my guidance, or is that just something, you know, a thought that's traveling around through the environment?
Right. Yeah. Being able to really clarify what am I hearing? What am I feeling? What am I knowing? Which are our senses, right? Those clair, those parts of that, which we call our four gifts.
The spiritual gifts.
Yeah. So really understanding that as I'm in action and I'm working with those gifts, guidance is bringing in information. So I'll give you some examples of like connecting to my loved ones that have passed on. So years ago when I'd be out walking and I would smell cigarettes, and this is part of one of my senses, right? And I, for some reason, the sense of smell has been very prevalent in different times in my journey. So I'd be out and I'd smell cigarettes, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what's that? And I would know it's my dad. Or I would smell roses. And this is a really good one. I might have shared before, but it's been a while, or maybe I haven't. So I'll just share it anyway. One time I was walking into a nursery, a place, you know, where you buy plants and stuff. And all of a sudden I smelled fried chicken. And I looked all around. I'm like, what in the world? I mean, like, it was so, so pronounced. And all of a sudden I knew it was my grandfather, who for years we would go to Disneyland. And at the end of Disneyland, we would go home with my grandma to take her home. We'd buy my grandpa a bucket of chicken, of KFC chicken. No plug on KFC because I don't eat that anymore. But it was really good back in the days. And so knowing that whenever I'm accessing these parts of me, these spiritual gifts, as Tom and I, you know, refer to them in our gifts and guidance consultation session that we offer, that it's a way to connect with spirit, because that's how it comes in. That's how spirit can share with us through a smell, through a feeling, through an inner knowing, is one aspect of the gifts that, you know, they can amplify a little bit more than just, you know, us working with them.
Yeah. Or if you're high in vision, you know, they communicate through symbols. So the language of spirit is the language of feelings. And those feelings and impressions come through our four spiritual gifts, is what we call them, because as a soul, that's how we communicate. And, you know, for me, I think in pictures, I get symbols, then I get those thoughts or that understanding. And then I have, or keywords, you might say, then I have a feeling for something, you know, that gut feeling we all talk about. And then that sense of that inner knowing. And that's my gift order, is vision, intuition, feeling, and prophecy. And the impressions come, you know, with all those, from all those different angles. You know, I had an experience recently where, you know, I walked into a chance to do some business in a business situation. And, you know, it kind of felt good. I liked the lobby and the environment. And there was some opportunity there for me, you know, if I wanted it. And it's been occurring to me lately, like, well, maybe it'd be easier than this other thing I'm, you know, trying to do. Why don't I just go do that? And I was checking with my guidance and, you know, is this in my best interest? Is this the right timing? And I, you know, I received a no answer. And then I was like, well, okay, well, what's that about? Because it keeps coming to mind. And then when I delve further that with my gifts, you know, I really picked up this impression, like the picture that I have of the place is not really what's going on there. So, you know, when we get impressions that we say later, like, oh, I thought it was going to be different. I thought that job was going to work out differently, or that relationship was going to work out differently. You know, this is a kind of a million-dollar tip here, is that it's sometimes because we have a fixed idea or a fixed impression of what we think we want. And sometimes that opportunity, even though it may appear to us from an intellectual point of view, you know, that it's right for us, if you really had the full inside scoop on the place, it wouldn't be great for your energy, or it's not the best thing, you know, for your energy. The great thing about your guides, as you mentioned, is, you know, they back you no matter what, and they'll always be around. And if you've ever experienced those chills or goosebumps when you know you're really in the flow, I get them a lot playing music. And when I'm really listening to the other musicians and tuning in and almost anticipating, you know, what somebody's going to play next. And that doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes I'm thinking too much, you know, and then I'll get chills. And that just a reassurance for me, what that means is it's a reassurance that I'm spot on. I'm in the right place at the right time. I've achieved my goal and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So what comes to me too about that is the fact that it's almost like layering, I want to make sure I get that word correct, layering. So as a soul, you know, we're energy, and we are obviously here on our journey, life, whatever. And another layer of that journey is the fact that we've got these beautiful guides that are working with us. And so what Tom and I work with and our beliefs, so there's all kinds of guides, right? There's ascended masters, there's, you know, galactic beings, there's, you know, elementals, there's all kinds of things that people, you know, pull in and work with. And
a lot of different energies and
absolutely
that you'll hear people share about.
Yeah. And so what we work with and what we help people connect with in our session, the gifts and guidance session, is that it's energy of souls that have been here on the planet. They have gone through their life and they've mastered some piece that you are here to work with. And so you choose them before you come in to actually support you in that mission of what you've come in to work with. And we each have, some people have one or two, some people have five or six or seven or more. It depends on what you've come to do. But they are, I guess you can call them angels, we call them guides, but you've connected with them before you came back into this body. So it's a contract together, a working, you know, contract. And once you get back, then they start working with you. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I had no idea, you know, for decades that I had any kind of support or guides. I didn't even think about it, honestly. I mean, so to be able to understand and relate to the fact that, wow, I have the support on these pieces that I'm putting together for myself this whole lifetime with certain angels and certain guides that are really, that have mastered that, is really a pretty cool thing.
Yep. And if anybody wants me to channel a message from spirit or channel from my guides, they want me to share that, or I'm allowed to share that, you know, no matter what you're going through, everything's going to be okay.
Nice message, Tom. An impromptu.
Yeah. And, well, it's been real for me. I've been working with my guidance for, you know, a long time in a conscious way. And it started for me as an imaginary friend when I was a child. And then, you know, then people talked me out of the fact that I had this imaginary friend. And then so I didn't believe in that anymore. And then over time, I got reintroduced to my guidance through one of these gifts and guidance profiles. And then I began to learn about my four gifts, the spiritual ways that I perceive impressions. And then we talked about in a previous episode, we check where our energy's at. So, you know, life for me has been kind of an unfolding process. And the more that I've worked with my guidance, the easier it gets. And there's always sort of new challenges and new opportunities to take it further. But they're very patient. Even when I get off track, you know, they have a lot of patience. And I like to say the environment, the universe, is really a very benevolent place. I mean, we come here with a purpose and a thrust. Our purpose is to learn and grow. We're definitely here to get experience. That's how we turn that experience into wisdom. And when you're aware of what you're learning by working closer with your guidance, you know, then you grow faster. That's all. I mean, people don't have to believe in guidance to grow spiritually. It just helps us grow faster. And if you're listening to this podcast or watching this on YouTube or Rumble, you'll know that there's many people that, you know, share about these things, but that, you know, it's okay to just relax, take one step at a time, and be patient with yourself as you're moving through that process.
Yeah, and I think the key is really just making it practical and knowing that, you know, this is not I've said maybe rocket science.
Yeah, and it's not woo-woo, it's not complex.
No, this is a part of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the word angels just means messenger of God. And, you know, think about it. If, you know, that creative force, God, that loving I am energy, you know, he's smart enough to delegate.
Or she. Hello.
Yeah. That we'll energy is smart enough to delegate.
It's smart enough to delegate. Yeah. Correct
and
pronouns.
You want to work with the highest source that's available to you. And those spiritual helpers are 100% positive. They're very patient, very loving. They can work magic in your life and open doors for you. And, you know, the key is just, you know, are you listening?
And trusting.
And are you involved in your life enough that they can help you, you know, move forward? So it's not a thing, you know, it's not a thing you have to figure out. It's not a theoretical thing. It's you need to have a feeling for things. You need to organize your feelings and then move into action. Then you come back to your feelings. You may modify what you're feeling and you know, reorganize something based on what you find out. And as long as you move from that, you know, a lot of folks think it starts with thinking, but really, if you want to have some sustainability in what you're doing, work from your feelings first. If you want to be in the right place at the right time, pivot from your true feelings. And, you know, we always talk about emotions are not, you know, your true feelings. In fact, they're, you might say they're programmed or they're feelings of the intellect, you might say, is one way to describe it. But we need our emotions because it's how we communicate. And there's nothing wrong with emotions. It's just my guidance can really help me discern, you know, is that an emotion I'm feeling or is that my true feelings? But when you're relaxed, when you're positive, when you're hopeful, that's the best time to get those answers. And I could talk about working with my guidance all day long because it's been such a powerful influence. And the times when the little light bulb goes off, you know, and I have solutions. Even yesterday I'm working on a new business project and, you know, part of me is like, where do I get started with this? This is kind of new. And right away I had this little flash of inspiration. Well, like, how about just find out what they're looking at? Why don't you read their website? Oh, okay. You know, like, and, from there, the next step occurred to me. Well, now that I've read these terms on their website, some of that, I don't know what they're talking about. Let me go look that up. And then from one thing led to another to another. And before you know it, you know, I'm aware in a new area.
That's being practical, right?
That's being practical.
Absolutely. So listeners, if you are looking at a moment in your life when you're ready to be in action and not so passive, you can check out the link in the show notes and you can check out our gifts and guidance profile session, which is a 1-hour session that both Tom and I do offer. And it is a great way, again, to connect with your spiritual helpers. We will share with you how many you have brought in with you. We'll share what they were in their last incarnation, masculine or feminine, which just gives you an essence of what energy are you working with more this lifetime through them. And also a 2-way connection to connect with them, and which is a really cool technique.
Yeah. And the soul has no sex, no color, no religion, but the masculine vibration's kind of more about direction and organization. The feminine vibration or that feminine opportunity is more about nurturing and guiding. And we need both. And we all have both parts in us. But what our guidance were in that last incarnation just is another hint as to where they might be helping us, the areas they might be helping us that are fresh, you know, for them.
Right. So it's a great session. If you're looking into it, you can look in the show notes. And also in that session, we also share with you about your four gifts of intuition and give you a gift order of how you work with them.
How you receive those impressions.
And how you receive those impressions. And also that snapshot of where your energy's at, which if you listened to the episode before this, you heard a little more about that. So that's what the whole session has in it. It's a really powerful session. It really helped shift me in a big way with understanding more about that spiritual part of who I am.
Yeah. And the profile will really help you, make sure you're tuning into the highest source available to you. Because sometimes, the ideas or the concepts we have about what we're going through are not really accurate. You know, they're ideas we've been programmed with. So the sometimes the way our guidance communicates, it's like, what? Oh, wow. That's a different perspective. Getting back to that higher ground, that spiritual perspective.
Right.
That we always like to share about.
So, yeah. So that's a great place to, I think, stop and give a little thanks. Let's wrap it up here, Thomas. It's a wrap. So thanks again. So thanks again for listening to another episode or watching again on YouTube or Rumble to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. We appreciate you so very much. And we know that y'all are in all corners of the world because we look at our stats. We're like, oh my gosh, you're everywhere. So wherever you're at, sending you lots of love and backing for your journey and hopefully, you have amazing connections with your spiritual helpers. And thank you for listening to another episode.
Yeah. And if you have any comments or experiences you'd like to share, please comment at either the podcast inbox or the YouTube videos or Rumble videos. We'd love to hear about your experiences.
Or Apple. Apple's another good place too.
Oh, and Apple.
Apple. Yeah. Okay. So until next time, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about
your
unique
journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.